Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
What a joy it was during the summer to find time to do some sewing. The cutting, fitting, and stitching were like long-absent friends. The construction procedures were soothing. And yes, they were also edifying, especially at one point. I clearly recall that one of my lessons from sewing chose as its site our utility porch. There I was, wielding the usual equipment, my ironing board and iron. I was handling materials, some pieces of dress fabric, plus some other pieces of fusible interfacing. It was there, in a familiar setting, with very ordinary duties, I found an object lesson on bonding. You see, what I was doing was attaching interfacing to those garment facings. I did so by ironing them together, and the combination of heat and pressure bonded the two fabrics. My mind and heart went beyond that utility porch, ironing board, and iron. It went on to the cleaving, which is God's prescription for a man and his wife. And the question hit me very hard. Am I fusible? Well, let's think together about marital bonding. We could rightly liken the man, the husband, to the main or external visible fabric. The wife would be likened to the subordinate, internal, unseen yet supportive fabric. They are to come together in bonding, as it were. But interestingly, the bonding compound that you use in sewing is on the interfacing. The bonding compound in the marital relationship is primarily on the woman. It's not just that you fit the two pieces together, but they actually become unified. How? By heat and pressure. In the quietness of that utility porch, I pondered searching, significant questions. First of all, do I recognize and accept my subordinate, supportive, but vital role? Second, do I contain in personality, in heart, and in character, the proper bonding solution or compound? That compound which is made up of unconditional love, dedication, selflessness, and gratitude? And third, do I seek and delight in the unique unity that God has ordained for my marriage? That oneness that is supposed to be evident in mind, heart, and body? Finally, and covering all, am I fusible?
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.